ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba ba.
Can you do me a small favor, Wendy?
Yeah, if I can get my headphones to work.
There was just a college class in the studio. Judy Pilak kidnapped some kids from a local college and brought them over to WJ Radio. And you were talking about the early days of you at the Loop, doing nights at the Loop. And you said that when you hear tapes of yourself, you had a very, very high-pitched voice at the time. Could you please bring in that tape so we can hear that? Please.
It's in a box, in a shoebox in my attic somewhere. And Jimmy Mack, if you're listening, try and find it. It was August, like, 20-something, 1986.
Yeah. Oh.
That was my on-air audition.
Yeah.
And?
Doesn't sound like you?
No. I mean, I was just inexperienced. There was one of the kids from the broadcasting school who said, how long does it take you to get a style and, you know, figure out your cadence?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it takes a while.
Sure.
I can't give it took me years.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell him that.
But the early version of you, the on-air version of you, had a very high-pitched voice, you said, huh? I would like to hear
that. Do you want to hear my example that I gave?
Yeah.
Hi, here's Bob Seger on the Loop.
Now here's something you'll really like.
I didn't even realize I was doing Mickey.
No, that's not Mickey. That's like from Fractured Fairy Tales.
Oh, yeah.
Remember on Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yeah. Oh, and now here's... Well, that was Rocky J. Squirrel.
That was Rocky
doing.
Who would say that.
A lot like Mickey Mouse, Bill. I have to be honest with you.
But their voices are in the same...
That's it, the same person?
No, it's different people. But they had the same cadence, the same very high squeaky voice.
So did I.
Yeah, right.
And then I started smoking nonstop could get the sex.
Made life better.
Which I don't like to criticize. I swear to God, I don't like to judge people and I don't like to criticize. But I do have to come back with something that you told me. And
what's
you've
this?
Said it on the air. And I didn't believe it till I heard it.
What?
But old MTV VJ, I should say former, I shouldn't say old. You know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Nina Blackwood.
Yeah. And?
My mouth is open and words aren't coming out.
So when I used to tell you that Nina Blackwood is now, she has a show on satellite radio where they play hits from the 80s and she talks up the song. And I told you that her voice is different than I remembered it in a much scarier way.
You said she sounded like the Crypt Keeper.
Yes.
And I didn't say that because I want you to be the mean one of the two of us.
Okay, that's fair.
But I listen, and you said that on the air, and I, Bill, I can't believe it. I thought she was doing a character or something.
No, her voice has changed dramatically.
Oh, I feel so bad because that's her bread and butter.
Yeah.
How is she still getting her bread buttered? Seriously.
She's still, I don't know. And I always liked her.
I still do.
But now...
It's not her fault.
I keep waiting for her to say, where's the ring, my precious? I keep waiting for her to say that. She doesn't say it.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I had to pull over.
Yes.
And try to, digest this.
Yeah, it's hard to accept.
I mean, Alan Hunter, he lives in the area, and he does.
He sounds exactly the same. Mark Goodman is on. He sounds the same.
Martha Quinn?
I don't know if she's on anymore. She was.
I always liked
her. These are
her.
All, for people who don't know, these were the original MTV VJs. There were five of them. We lost one.
Triple J.
Triple J is no longer with
us. JJ Jackson.
He's gone. But the other four still live on. And of the four, Nina Blackwood's voice is the one that you would not want to play with small children in the room.
I honestly could not. I could not believe it.
Now here's Jackson Brown on satellite radio. Yeah.
It's very scary. Very scary.
Listeners, Bill is not off.
No, I'm not.
By much. And
I'm
not. It's very sad to me.
I can't listen alone in the car. If somebody's with me, I can have her on.
Well, Halloween's coming up.
That's mean.
Oh, it's mean.
That's meaner than anything I said.
You are not. No.
Yes, it is.
No.
She should only do the Halloween show. That they should have around one day a year to do the Halloween countdown.
How is that? I just thought you could, you know, sometimes you have to pivot in life.
Right. Yes. Pivot, my precious.
Oh, really? My comment's meaner than that? You know, this happens all the time, and I don't know why or how, but Bill will say something on the air.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not nice.
Yeah.
And I get emails, and I am the. This has happened since ever since I've been with you.
I know.
Although you're getting meaner now. You never used to be so mean.
Yeah, I guess.
You're becoming a bitter, angry man. I didn't say old man.
No, not yet. What, I got 3 more years before that kicks in?
A couple. Yeah. What happened to Kurt Loder?
Kurt Loder wasn't good at what he did, I didn't think.
Oh.
Did you think he was good?
Well, he was kind of pretentious.
Oh, so pretentious.
But he did do a good job with the MTV Music News.
He was a guy, though. There used to be a word that described people, and it was a poser. And if somebody said, who's in your posing Hall of Fame, Kurt Loder would have been that one of those guys. You know, who was just kind of... You know how Johnny Bravo got the job because he fit the suit?
Yeah.
Kurt Loder was a guy who got the job because he fit the suit. He would be very pretentious about some of the top music bands of all time. He'd be talking about them, but you could just see it in his eyes like, do I really need to talk about R.E.M.? You could just see it on his face.
I'm telling you, though, this was a different time back then, and I don't think anybody knew how to be. I mean, they didn't have anyone to base it on. This was like an all-music station.
Yeah.
Well, I just am an apologist for him. An American film critic, Kurt Loder, gained recognition as the editor of Rolling Stone magazine in the 80s.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the other publications he's contributed to over the years include Time, Details, Reason, and Esquire.
It's a very impressive list.
In addition to writing, he's also made a number of television appearances. In fact, he had his own news program.
Was he on Tales of the Crypt Keeper?
Don't email me, people, please. I said one thing, and it wasn't even that bad.
I thought the Halloween thing was too far.
In fact, he had his own news program called This Week in Rock, which premiered on MTV in the late 80s. God, I loved MTV.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, do they even play music videos anymore?
No, not for years. Do you remember a guy that used to be on MTV named Jesse Camp?
Yes.
They had some huge contest with hundreds of thousands of people wanting to be the new MTV VJ. And they chose this guy, Jesse Camp, that was just, he was so awkward in every way. And I wonder what he does now. I wonder if he's still in the business. He was like, you remember, there was always a kid in every class in school that sat in the back, and he would lean way back on his chair, and like once a week he'd fall back. That was Jesse Camp.
He was kind of a goof.
Yeah.
Kind of, he was missing for a while in 2018.
No.
I didn't take Jesse Camp for an evil experiment.
Stop.
That's how she talks, Wendy. I'm paying tribute.
If that's a tribute...
I'm going to dub over, like, if she does her own cartoon series and can't be at work one day, I'll come in and fill in for her.
You could do it. August of last year.
He was missing that recently?
Of 2018, yeah. Former MTV VJ Jesse Camp calls disappearance a misunderstanding.
Oh, he was just in the bathroom.
Jesse Camp.
Jesse, are you in there? Yeah, I'll be out in a minute. Oh, we found him. He was in the bathroom.
Jesse Camp appreciates the concern, but says he was never actually missing. The former MTV VJ told DailyMail.com that the entire incident this past summer was just a miscommunication and that he's sorry for the panic he may have caused.
Oh.
He says, I didn't mean to scare everyone, and it was a bit of a misunderstanding.
To be fair, he didn't scare everyone. We didn't know he was missing. I would have helped look for him.
Let's look in the oven. I bet he's in the oven.
Honestly, it was just some really bad communication, and I had some phone problems. I had some really good friends that tweeted about it, and then it sort of took on a life of its own. I was really only missing for 2 or 3 days, but then it became this big internet thing.
But that's a long time to be missing.
At the end of July of 2018, not this past summer, Riverside Police Department in Cali exclusively confirmed...
Riverside, California. You've said that, right? Cali is California, not Riverside here.
Right, Riverside California.
California.
Okay. They were investigating Camp's disappearance, which was first reported by his sister on July 19th. He was found on July 24th.
Oh.
Camp made light of his disappearance to the publication, joking that he was, quote, abducted by aliens.
Oh.
Here's the other thing. Hit on the head with a coconut. And that he was, quote,
from who, the professor or Marianne, threw a coconut at him.
Gilligan.
Little buddy, don't hit Jesse Camp with a coconut.
Hiding in the Himalayas as part of a publicity stunt. He also said he would spend the fall in New York, so last fall, where he will be working on a show with his sister.
Who's his sister?
I don't know. Summer camp? Did you have sugar?
No, I've not had sugar.
All right.
You know I can't have sugar.
I know, but I thought you haven't had it in a few days. Maybe you
I can't have sugar.
Lick a maid.
No.
Maybe he had spiders.
At least she has material.
Yes.
And now, we should have gone right into Boris the Spider by the Who after saying that.
She could have talked it up.
Yes. Or down.
Yeah, down.
So Kurt Loder is, I just wanted to...
he's not missing.
No.
Jesse Camp was missing, but now he's fine.
Kurt Loder is still very much active as a film critic. In fact, he had just written a blurb about Ocean's 8 and Hereditary a few days ago for Reason magazine.
Ocean's 8 is a year and a half old. Why did he just write it now?
He didn't. This is a year and a half old article.
Oh, okay.
If you're into movies or if you're simply curious about what the critic has to say about the recent titles, head over to their website. So he works for Reason magazine.
Oh.
And he's been hosting a monthly show titled True Stories on Sirius XM's new talk music channel, Volume. That's perfect for him.
I'd like to tune into that.
Now,
you can hear his eyes rolling without even seeing him. Doesn't he seem like a guy who's always like, all right, I'll do it.
True Stories debuted in 2016. The program aims to get the inside scoop on unique and special moments in artists' life. This is like a kick-ass show.
I would like that. He stole this from Larry Potash.
It is very similar.
It sounds like Larry's show.
To be specific, each episode of True Stories features a different guest who then shares their stories with listeners.
Hmm. Isn't that like every show that's ever been on VH1?
Yeah.
That's kind of every VH1 show is exactly what you just described.
No, actually,
no?
Access TV is the one that has all the behind the scenes and...
Oh.
Again, you got to watch the Big Interview Show with Dan Rather.
Yeah.
He interviews...
I don't think we get that channel.
Really?
I'm pretty sure we don't, because I've searched for it. I've put in Dan Rather in my search engine, and it doesn't come up.
Chugga, 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 chugga. But if this is a behind-the-scenes, like, talk music station on Sirius...
Yes.
Should Nina Blackwood have a music station where there's no talking?
Right. Yes.
It's sad. It really made me sad to hear that.
But don't you think when you hear that, you go, I think she's had too many Salems.
That's what you would think, but you don't know. I mean,
it could be something else.
See, here's why I don't like to criticize people. Honestly,
yes.
I'm saying this. What if she has throat cancer?
Oh, that would be horrible. I don't want that.
Right. So then you don't know what's brewing in someone else's pot. So
right.
I don't.
Right.
I just like to hear your impressions of it. I don't like to choose why it may be
happening.
Why
it was like that.
Yeah.
All right. I will be more careful when I impersonate her.
I couldn't believe it, though. I really did have to pull over because I was like, wait a minute.
Right. It sounds like a character from a scary movie.
Honestly.
It does not sound like an MTV VJ formerly.
No. All right.
Why wouldn't my search engine show me, like if I put in Dan Rather, it just must mean I don't get that station, right? Because last night I tried to watch the Wild Card game. And I didn't know which channel it was on, you know, for baseball.
Yeah.
It was the Brewers and the Nationals. So first I put in baseball and no game comes up. Then I put in Washington, nothing. Nationals, nothing. Milwaukee, nothing. Brewers, nothing. I went through every single possible search engine word that could lead me to the game and it didn't come up. So I had to go station by station by station to finally find it. It took most of the game to find the game.
That seems like somebody has dropped the ball and has not updated.
I know.
I think you have the same system as we do, and we get Access TV.
Is it
UVerse?
Yeah. I don't know why we don't. I've never seen it.
Season 3 of the Big Interview Show. We've been trying to get Dan Rather on this show for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's talking to the Wilson sisters.
Oh.
That's an amazing interview.
Yeah.
And he's so Dan Rather obviously is an amazing interviewer, but it's...
You wouldn't think that rock music would be his forte.
Right.
You would think if it was a more political type show, that would be good. But you said all of his guests are from the world of music, huh?
Yeah, he did have Carl Reiner and Rob Reiner.
Oh, that's a good. That's a great
yeah.
pairing.
Yeah, Hart, Brian Adams, Charlie Pride, Quentin Tarantino, he's going to have on, Kathy Ireland. He had John Mellencamp and was pretty candid talking. Like, John Mellencamp's voice is really pretty bad.
It's cashed a bit,
yeah.
isn't it?
God, that's such a 70s word. I love it.
Yeah.
Are you cashed? My throat is cashed.
Well, I say it because he's made a lot of cash with his voice.
He has.
That's the reason I use it.
And now they brought up Meg Ryan. They were talking
about... Oh, they did?
Yeah. It's Dan Rather.
Yeah.
People will talk to him because there's not a mean bone in his body. He's just trying to get out.
Right.
He's so amazing. He and Jack White of the White Stripes.
Yes.
I get Jack Black and Jack White. I really
How
do.
How come?
Because of the color and it's Jack. I do. Jack Black is...
So the name of Dan Rather's show should be Which Would You Rather? And he's got a guest on each side, like Jack Black and Jack White. And then it's up to the viewers to decide who Dan Rather interviews.
Like an Insta-poll online.
He points out who his guests are, and then because it's called Who Would You Rather... 5 minutes of phone calls, they tally up the numbers, and then he says, sorry, Jack Black, but most of the calls came in for Jack White. You're free to leave. And he just talks to Jack White.
Why don't you pitch that to them?
I could throw that at him. I'll
He's
see
so
what,
good. But he and Jack White were amazing, and Jack White was in Nashville, where he lives, talking about his record store, and there's a booth that you can go like record your own song.
Yes.
And then Jack White is out in his backyard making a guitar out of various different things he finds. And it's just really fascinating to me. And they both...
Is that not every week?
Once it's a weekly thing. Yeah. And they just, every one of the musical guests have so much respect for him and he to them. It's just Dan Rather, a big interview show. I highly recommend it.
All right. I'll find it, Wendy. In a little while, Kim Gordon will stop by and tell us what's happening in the news. And then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy, including the things that only Chicagoans truly know and appreciate. That's coming up in a little while. Stick around. It's WGN.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
I also do, Kim. Not as much as Wendy, but I also
appreciate
it.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys, too.
Does Nina Blackwood like what
I love it.
You ever heard Nina Blackwood, Kim, on Sirius Satellite Radio?
No.
Her voice has changed a little bit.
What channel is she on?
The horror channel.
No. Have to listen.
Bill... You know, do you remember her from MTV?
Yes.
She had like the
She was the one who wore the black leather coat all the time with the black short hair. Is that who I'm thinking of?
No, that's Martha Quinn.
Oh, okay.
Nina Blackwood had like the explosion
Oh, the crazy
of
hair. Yes.
Yep.
She was sexy, as they say.
Yep.
And she is, you know, well, she was. She was like.
Some may still say she is.
You know, there's a formula for everything. You're the sexy one in this relationship. But, you know, they have a Martha Quinn who's kind of like your girl next door, but cool. Then you have Nina Blackwood, who is like, you know, the Marianne and Ginger.
She's the renegade of the two, right?
She just was the sex symbol.
Yes.
She had the, you know. The big bazonkas.
The Lonnie Anderson of WKRP.
Kind of. Not the Bailey, what was her last name?
Bailey Quarters.
She's a beautiful girl.
Played by Jan Smithers.
Yes. Do you just walk around and say these things, like recite these things to yourself?
When you check out the grocery, do you just leave little tidbits for people as you go out?
Yeah, I share little bits of I'm not even going to get the word
right. You
always
wonder what's going on in somebody's head, you know, but then Bill's
Whoever's in front of me, I'll tap them on the shoulder and I'll go, did you know that it's Larry Linville's birthday from MASH? No, I did not know that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's how it usually happens, Kim, just like that.
We were talking earlier about things that only make sense to Chicagoans, and the big one, it's just a pet peeve. I'm not sure how you feel about it. Most people from Chicago hate when people refer to our town as Chi-Town, because we don't say that.
Right.
It's just
ever.
Chicago.
Have you ever once referred to this as Chi-Town?
Maybe in a joking manner, but...
Never.
Never.
Here's something else, Wendy, that I don't know if it's on the list, but I don't think people in other cities appreciate, because I've talked about this with friends of mine who live in other cities. Whenever I talk about two things sports related, number one, a quarterback controversy, because we've had one my whole life. If you're a Bears fan, there's always been a quarterback controversy. They go, what is that? And I go, well, they don't have that in Dallas because you live there and whoever the good guy is the quarterback. But in Chicago, whoever's the quarterback, we're always rooting for the second string quarterback to be the quarterback.
For example, last weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, we good don't have example. That in Green Bay either.
Good example.
Our quarterbacks are gods.
But that, yes.
Yeah, how'd you get so
you
lucky?
You are. You guys have had, I mean, honestly, in our lifetime, you guys have had Bart Starr, Brett Favre.
Paul Hornung.
And, Aaron of course, Rogers. Aaron Rodgers. That's not bad. And Scott Hunter. So all great quarterbacks. The other one is, my friends who live in other cities, whenever I talk about the rivalry between White Sox and Cubs, my friends go, but it's the same city. And I go, I know, but try telling that to people who live here.
They won't I do kind of understand that because, you know, growing up in Louisville, you're either a Louisville fan or a Kentucky fan. You cannot be both.
Right.
Just doesn't
That's
happen.
True. Yeah,
you got to pick a side. I'm sorry. Usually I like to see everybody come together, but Sox and Cubs.
But even my friends who live in New York, if they're a Mets fan, they'll take in a Yankee game or two or the other way around.
Really, it's not
that. Well, it's baseball, but they're secretly hoping they'll lose.
Maybe.
But,
maybe.
You know, there's so many other sports here that we are lucky that we have so many other sports.
Sure.
We can come together on those.
Right.
So it's fine to have
But some of them need to start winning.
Very true.
That's all I'm saying.
Chuck Swirsky. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. He and Nina Blackwood are going to be
doing a new show.
That's right. It's coming up and it's spinning. It's a record.
Yeah.
Which one is it, Nina?
Don't drag me into this.
Can Felicia Middlebrooks do your news, too?
Yes.
Yes, I would be honored, Kim.
Now that's a voice.
You should be so lucky. You need to take care of your instrument, as I have these many years.
Yes, so true.
All right, these are things that only make sense to Chicagoans. This one I don't understand. I got to be honest with you. Going to the beach on a lake. Yes, there's sand on the lakefront. It's not that difficult to wrap your head around. Oh, I guess because we say we're going to the beach, even though it's a lake.
Well, what is it then if it's not a beach?
It's a beach.
It is a beach.
What would people say? Like, it has to be an ocean for it to be a beach?
To some people, that's what constitutes
a
beach.
I mean, even when you're in Wisconsin at the lake, you know, like a smaller lake, you're still going to the beach.
Yeah, I think this one's stupid.
Cross that one off.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Why,
Jasmine?
Because I lived in Mississippi, and it's actually on the coast. That is a beach.
That's a beach.
So do you say going to the beach?
I say going to the lake.
Well, hoity-toity to you. You and your lake house.
Or the bayou.
The bayou, yeah.
Is there a beach bayou?
Oh, God, help us all.
That's part of my Cajun bit, Wendy. I'm working on
it. It kills, doesn't
working
it?
Working on a Cajun bit.
Oh, boy. Let's bite the head off of that one. This I don't understand. These are things that only make sense to Chicagoans.
Sure.
And this is from Time Out Chicago.
Yeah.
Timeout.com. This is what it says. It's a big-ass lake. Whoa, it looks like an ocean, says every person visiting Chicago for the first time. So, it's a big-ass lake, it's not the ocean.
Well, I think that refers to the fact that in a lot of cases, if you're at a lake, you can see across it and see what exists across it, but because Lake Michigan is so vast...
It does look like the ocean.
Yes.
It goes on like an ocean would, but it...
And it can churn up like the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it really can.
It was funny, I was talking to my son Michael about driving down Lakeshore Drive. He's a relatively new driver, and he's been driving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Still hasn't been on all the expressways. And I said, when you get used to them... They're really no problem, but it's like I said, to this day, I still am not that uncomfortable driving on, or I'm still not that comfortable driving on Lakeshore Drive because that's the thing I use the least frequently.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I said, plus, there are definitely some curves that happen.
Right. Sure.
You need people to stay in their lanes. There's a lot of entrances and exits, like all in a row. And the big part of it is I can't stop looking at the lake when I'm driving.
It's a beautiful drive. I've actually driven it past couple Mondays when I go to see my granddaughter rather
Stunning.
Than taking the highway. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And you get to meander through neighborhoods, you know.
It is really nice, but it's like I'm not on it that much, so I still get a little nervous, but I'm not as comfortable on that as I am, say, the Stevenson or Eisenhower because I'm on it every day.
Right.
Right.
That makes sense.
I don't think I've ever been on the Edens.
I would think.
Yes, you have when you go to Northbrook.
No, we take 294.
Oh, you do.
Oh. Take the Edens, Wendy.
It's
spectacular.
Oh, it's like being in Europe.
All right. Well, that's my most destination this weekend.
The Edens is just, you
and when you get to the split,
Europe.
It's amazing.
Oh.
I think I did that once. What, I think I got to the split one time in my life.
You would know.
No, I did.
You won't forget it.
Yeah, you will never forget it.
Wasn't that exciting? Got to tell you the truth, guys.
You must have been
you were
on
in
some
the express
other highway.
Lanes then.
There's no possible way. In the early days, for us anyway, of Lakeshore Drive, Kim, I don't think you ever experienced what they used to call the S-curve.
Oh, I remember that.
On Lakeshore Drive, which is...
Now it's just a C-curve. It used to curve one way like an S. It was
right.
Pretty...
And you could only drive with the speed limit 15 miles an hour
yes.
on it. So even though leading up to it, and once you were past it, you could go 45 or 50 or faster. When you're on that, you came down to a crawl because the turns were so narrow. And it was really very scary to navigate. I remember as a kid, just all of a sudden, there was the S-curve.
And then people hit it, and you hit your brakes.
Yes.
And especially like when it was snowing, because you'd get
terrible.
All those lake things.
Yeah.
There ain't no road just like it. Anywhere I found the running south with Bill and Wendy.
That's our little
just
Lake
one
Shore
of the
Drive
many
version.
Songs that have
we
included
have
our names.
Well, we have one.
There's one so far, but I know other bands are working on changing that.
This is one in like 6 years.
They don't come fast and furious. You have to be patient.
All right. Well, it's a big-ass lake. It's not the ocean.
That was the original name for Lake Michigan, by the way. Did you know that?
Is that a Chicago thing where you say big-ass, oh, that's a big-ass soda? Because I don't know if I've heard it elsewhere.
We said it in Kentucky.
It
you
exists
did?
In other places, but
and it's
got to
happen in Texas because everything is big-ass.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's one that will totally relate to you.
All right.
These are things that only make sense to Chicagoans.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing shorts when it's 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That makes perfect sense.
I was, my younger son Dylan wears shorts every day to school, and mm-hmm. it's fall. It's a little chillier today. And Jimmy Mack said, you know, how long do you think Dylan's going to wear shorts? And I said, he and Bill wear shorts pretty much till the first snow, right?
Yeah, I usually stop right around the first snow. Not always, but usually right around then. And it depends on, like for me, in the old days at other stations, my parking was very, very close to the station. Now I'm parked,
yeah, that's true.
You know, a third of a mile away. So
your legs get cold.
Yeah, you get a little cold. But in the
wear
old
leg
place,
warmers with your shorts.
Oh, that would look nice.
That'd be a good look.
I'm going to call Jennifer Beals as soon as the show's over and see if she could lend me some. But in the old days, like at the old building where the parking lot was right behind it,
yeah.
I was only outside for 20 seconds.
Yeah, I
could get away
true.
With shorts then.
Yeah, we don't have a garage, so I'm always outside anyway, scraping
yeah.
the car off.
Yep.
That stinks.
Yeah.
All right. Again, these are things that only make sense to Chicagoans. If a visitor came here from Boston, I don't know if they'd know this. Take the Eisenhower, Edens, Dan Ryan, Kennedy. Expressways are people, too. We don't say 290.
Right.
Right.
We've named them after politicians, usually. And then we also tend to give our highways another nickname behind that.
Like the Ike.
Like the Eisenhower is the Ike.
Well, Ike Eisenhower.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
They're saying we don't do, like, you take the 290
right,
to...
Right.
Like
it's
the
not
405 that
right,
they do.
Like in California,
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to give them names of our politicians.
Although, what, the Ronald Reagan, that's 88, right?
Reagan Memorial
yeah,
Tollway.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jane Byrne Interchange. I don't know anyone else who names their interchanges after people. That's just a
You're
Chicago...
You're just jealous.
No, I'm happy for Jane Byrne. She deserves it.
What about who is the lucky person that's going to get the split on the Edens?
Oh.
Because that is up
who
for...
Who should that go to? That should go to somebody prominent. Billy
Lori
Deck.
Lightfoot. I go Lori Lightfoot, you go Billy Deck. What is wrong with this
I was
picture?
Going to Rahm.
Rahm Emanuel. The
Although
Rahm
I think
Emanuel
Rahm
split.
Was gunning for the Riverwalk.
Oh, yeah. I think
yeah.
he was, Kim.
The Rahm
that's
Emanuel
true.
Riverwalk.
It's better to have a river walk named after you than a split named after you, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think
much
so.
More prestigious. Don't do it, Wendy.
I'm not. I
don't
had
do
to,
it.
I had to.
Don't do
Viagra
it.
Viagra Triangle.
Right. That's the Rush Street area.
Mm-hmm.
Aptly
Three
named.
Yeah.
Aptly named the Viagra
yes.
Triangle.
Fits
and
very well.
We all know why.
Probably means something totally different in New York. But now, if a tourist came here and we said. oh, Gibson's used to be, or not Gibson's, there was Sweetwater. What were some of the things? Mother's is
right.
still there
near
the Viagra Triangle.
Yeah.
They'd be like, where's that?
Right, right.
Every car, another thing that only makes sense to Chicagoans, every car should have jumper cables, salt, a shovel, and at least one ice scraper in the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
No question. Although I don't carry salt in the car, do you?
No, my car just naturally gets salt on it, so I collect that and keep that nearby.
And some people say kitty litter is better than salt.
Yeah. Don't you find it, like, when you watch a TV show or a movie, and it takes place in the Midwest, and it's the wintertime, whenever anyone's driving, the car never has any salt stains on the car, but in reality, our cars, for half of the year, have salt all over them,
yes.
But not if you watch it in a movie or a TV show. They're all very clean and precise.
That's not accurate.
It's not accurate at all.
A lawn chair is a perfectly acceptable way to claim your parking spot in the winter.
See, I don't know that that sort of behavior goes on anywhere else.
I've never heard of that anywhere else.
That's only here.
I don't like it. Now, granted, I've never had to use it because I've never been a city slicker.
Yeah.
I wish I was because I would like to say, hi, Wendy Snyder, city slicker.
I'm a city slicker. How are you?
I do understand if you've shoveled out your spot, then you should be able to come back to it.
Yeah.
But that's the price you pay when you have to park on the street.
I lived in Rogers Park for a little while.
You
and
did?
People, yeah, in an apartment. And people took it so seriously. Like, you wouldn't even think. Your car would be destroyed if you took somebody's spot after they cleared it out. There would be a marking on it, usually.
Really?
Lawn chair, rake, lawn chair. You know, they would put it to the length
with
of
like
the spot.
With, like, some police tape in between or something?
Not initially, but if there was a problem, you got police tape. But it was just an unwritten rule. Somebody has gone through the trouble of clearing out that spot. It's theirs for as long as they need it. You can't take it.
Did you ever have someone stand in a parking spot while
yes,
you drove around?
Several times.
That's not really cool.
No.
But I've done it.
You've been the stander?
I have not done it. No. I've asked someone, hey,
yeah,
Michael, stand in that spot. Have you? But actually, I'm lying because I haven't done that in probably 30 years.
I've seen it happen.
Like parking malls around Christmas holidays.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
honestly, it's been, I haven't done it probably in 30 years, but there was maybe one or two times in my life.
Really?
Just stand there for a second.
Oh.
I thought
you
about it.
You weren't nervous about any retaliation from somebody who really wanted that spot?
No, because people were nice back then.
No. You wouldn't do it today.
God, no.
No.
I don't do that, but I do hover over people when I want a table.
Do you?
You know, when it's like a first come, first serve table.
And eating.
I always try to befriend the people and be like, hey,
yeah,
do you mind if we take your table?
I can't tell you how many times I've been in a restaurant where the people are done eating, they've had their dessert, they've paid their bill, and they just stay an extra 35, 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And even the servers are like, hey, I want to turn the table too. But there's...
And you're giving them the evil eye.
Yeah.
Well...
Yep.
Come on, guys. If someone's given you the evil eye, it's going to make you kind of dig in harder.
Eh, maybe.
I like try to, you know, get in, get out, because I have this terrible memory of being a kid where you'd go out. My dad died at 10, so I was always with the ladies and always with people who were older than me. And they would do that extra hour afterwards having coffee and talking. And it's like, can we go to someone's house so I can, like, go play with my toys?
Sure.
And just sitting there, that's nightmare for a kid.
It's a nightmare for a kid, but it's just rude if you know other people are waiting for the table. And I know that one theory is, hey, we paid for the evening out. We can stay as long as we want. But that's not fair. I'm always so conscious of that.
Well, you like to get in and get out, too, don't
no,
you?
Not, no. There's
I mean,
been
not
so many
quick,
times
like
we're meeting
bit,
friends for
yeah.
dinner.
But, you know, if you can help or accommodate people.
Yeah.
Like the other night, we were at a table. Stuart and I got a table at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there was three people there. And we had a four top. And then there was another bar top that came, you know, open for two people. And I said to them, because they were sitting at the bar, but they looked crunched up and they wanted a table. And I said, do you guys want this table? We'll move over to the two top.
Oh,
and they're like, that's so
nice.
Nobody ever does that for us. I'm like, it's fine. You know, I'm happy to help.
Listen to this. You know the seafood place that opened up in Wilmette a couple months ago?
I've not been there,
you've
but
not
I
been
do
there.
Know.
You know the one,
yes.
Right? All right. So we're waiting for a table, and there's people who got a table in front of us. There's four of them in their party. It's just my wife and I, but in their party there's four. So what they did was they put the two guys outside and the two women inside because they wanted to see if it was going to rain or not. So they were essentially using up two tables. So we even said, can't they commit to one table or the other? And right. the lady at the desk goes, we've tried to convince them of that, but they're adamant that they're going to wait a half an hour. And if it rains, they're going to go inside. And if it doesn't, they're going to eat outside. So that the half hour only cost us the half hour because they were eating up two tables.
That's crazy.
That's not right.
I wouldn't allow that.
You can't do that.
No. I don't even understand that that's so not right.
Because they were essentially reserving two tables, yeah. two at one and two in the other. So most restaurants would say, no, you can't
so
do that.
So were they sitting at the tables but not ordering the and two having
women,
drinks?
Yeah, they each ordered a drink. The two women inside had a drink. The two guys outside had a drink. So essentially.
And they waited. That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did they end up doing? In or out?
They ate inside. And it wasn't even raining. Like at that point, it stopped raining. It drizzled for a few right. minutes. And then they ate inside.
But that's
like,
not right. And then all four of them sat together?
Yeah.
They should have made them sit separately
that's
for the whole night.
Thought.
I'm not
if
kidding.
You're
going
to
take the tables.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, just to wrap this up, a few things that only make sense to Chicagoans. Waiting at the crosswalk is more of a suggestion than a law. I'm bad about jaywalking. I know I you can do. Get a ticket, but I never have, knock on Formica.
Well, depending on where the intersection is, it can be very, very dangerous.
Dangerous, yes.
You have to be very careful yeah. around here, especially yeah. down here.
Yeah. Chicagoans understand this. Chicagoans only. I like my sandwich wet.
Dipped in yeah. juice for
the
big
jus.
Beef.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a commercial right now where they're talking about sandwiches, beef sandwiches, and they use the word baptized. And I wonder if in other cities they understand that that's more than just a religious event, that that's a way you prepare a beef sandwich, because I don't hear that word ever used anywhere but Chicago.
It's before in the old days of having beef sandwiches, it was just, you know, make it wet or whatever.
Right.
Now it you can say dipped.
Right.
You can
They've
say baptized.
Right.
I get confused.
Just, no gravy. Right.
That would be dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
But baptized sounds like you want to have a member of the clergy there to help you with your sandwich, doesn't it?
What's a holy experience?
I would like yeah. to be baptized in au jus. I'm
oh.
sorry, that would
All
be
right.
amazing.
That would be amazing.
Why someone would ever willingly take a shot of Malort? It's just from here, although they drink it elsewhere, don't they? I know
yeah,
it's
but
from
I only
here.
Heard about it here.
I only heard about it probably in the last 10
Me
to
too.
15 years.
Why? What do you think changed that it became?
Because I think it
became hipster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was, right? Yeah.
You don't have a goatee, so you wouldn't have had it.
They will only serve it to me if I have a goatee?
Yes.
Better get
That's
working on that,
crazy.
Bill.
I'm going to start today.
These are things only Chicagoans will understand. I'm taking LSD all the way home.
Wendy,
Again,
don't. Get
just,
off the drugs, Wendy. Get off the drugs.
Just like Chi-Town, I don't say LSD.
No.
Never.
I really?
Never.
Do you?
No.
Okay, good
to save
know.
An eighth of a second? To sound pretentious? No thanks.
Chicagoans understand why the Loop smells like chocolate on a nice summer day.
Oh, yeah, that Blommers. Is amazing.
Didn't that close or am
no,
I imagining?
No, I okay. smelled it the other day.
It They're is pretty open. Great. And finally, cheese and caramel popcorn go absolutely oh, perfect together.
It's amazing.
Garrett's? Is that referring to Garrett's or to yeah. other
Well,
such Garrett's eateries?
Just the Chicago mix, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And yeah. I have to tell you, in the past, I didn't understand how Jimmy Mac could have the two mixed together. It's like, I like cheese. I like caramel. I don't like them together. And he would always get it, and he just said, just try it once.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like it.
It's so
magical.
Good. It's like the perfect salty
it
and
is.
Sweet combination with that tangy little bit of cheese. Oh, it's perfect.
You don't like it,
do I don't like it because I don't like cheese on
your
the popcorn.
Hands? Oh,
well,
oh I wear
on
rubber gloves.
Oh, you do? You wear surgeon gloves when you...
Garrett's make their
they
own
give you
popcorn
this?
Gloves.
All right, if that's the case, then I can see.
Great stocking stuffer for
oh,
Christmas.
Such a good idea.
Listen, Garrett's, if you haven't yet, you should, and I want some credit for that.
Kim, thank you for hanging out. We'll take a little break. We'll come back. We'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Good night.
To tell you that What's Hot and What's Cold was brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. If you are from Chicago, you will know them.
Wendy, I can't stress this enough. Tomorrow, the great Henry Winkler will be joining us on the show, live in studio. As a warm-up, Henry has decided to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon tonight. So that'll just be like a dry run for whatever we do with him tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then I think he's on WGN TV Morning News on Friday. And then he's come to a barbecue with me this weekend.
Oh, he is? Yeah. Henry Winkler is? I'm trying to think of if that's ever happened with us before, if we've ever had a guest that was just coming off The Tonight Show the previous night. I don't think it has. Steve Dale maybe once. Steve Dale one time was on Merv Griffin, and then 20 minutes later he was on with us. I don't know how he did that.
I don't either.
That was years ago. So many years ago.
All right. Well, it's been fun.
What are you going to wear for Henry Winkler tomorrow? Did
I don't
you decide?
Know. I don't know.
Dress it up. Got to dress it up.
I'm not dressing it up,
You're not?
I will look nice.
All right.
And I'll take a shower.
All right.
All right. We got to go.
That's it for us for today, everybody. Tune in again tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See ya, Bill.
Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago,
a Nexstar Media Group station.